O daughters of Zion, O Abraham's sons.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever father, you are listening to this. Here are our daily readings from our daily reading plan, Seek Him, as we continue to seek Him together as a family of families through His Word on this Tuesday, April 28th. 2020. Today's readings come from Psalm 55, 20 through 23, Leviticus 21, 13 through 22, 16, and Mark 7, 1 through 8. We're going to be starting with Psalm 55, 20 through 23. My companion stretched out his hand against his friends. He violated his covenant. His speech was smooth as butter, yet war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. But you, O God, will cast them down into the pit of destruction, men of blood and treachery. You shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in you. Leviticus 21, 13 through 22, 16. And he shall take a wife in her virginity, a widow or a divorced woman, or a woman who has been defiled, or a prostitute. These he shall not marry, but he shall take as his wife a virgin of his own people, that he may not profane his offspring among his people, for I am the Lord who sanctifies him. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron, saying, none of your offspring throughout their generations who has a blemish may approach to offer the bread of his God. For no one who has a blemish shall draw near, a man blind or lame, or one who has a mutilated face, or a limb too long, or a man who has an injured foot or an injured hand, or a hunchback or a dwarf, or a man with a defect in his sight, or an itching disease, or scabs, or crushed testicles. No man of the offspring of Aaron the priest who has a blemish shall come near to offer the Lord's food offering, since he has a blemish. He shall not come near to offer the bread of his God. He may eat the bread of his God, both of the most holy and of the holy things, but he shall not go through the veil or approach the altar because he has a blemish, that he may not profane my sanctuaries. For I am the Lord who sanctifies them. So Moses spoke to Aaron and to his sons and to all the people of Israel. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and his sons so that they abstain from the holy things of the people of Israel, which they dedicate to me, so that they do not profane my holy name. I am the Lord. Say to them, if any one of all your offsprings throughout your generations approach the holy things that the people of Israel dedicate to the Lord while he has an uncleanness, that person shall be cut off from my presence. I am the Lord. None of the offspring of Aaron who has a leprous disease or a discharge may eat of the holy things until he is clean. Whoever touches anything that is unclean through contact with the dead, or a man who has had emission of semen, and whoever touches a swarming thing by which he may be made unclean, or a person from whom he may take uncleanness, whatever his uncleanness may be, the person who touches such a thing shall be unclean until the evening, and shall not eat of the holy things unless he has bathed his body in water. When the sun goes down, he shall be clean, and afterward he may eat of the holy things, because they are his food. He shall not eat what dies of itself or is torn by beast. and so make himself unclean by it. I am the Lord. They shall therefore keep my charge, lest they bear sin for it and die. Thereby, when they profane it, I am the Lord who sanctifies them. A layperson shall not eat of a holy thing. No foreign guest of the priest or hired worker shall eat of a holy thing. But if a priest buys a slave as his property for money, the slave may eat of it, and anyone born in his house may eat of his food. If a priest's daughter marries a layman, she shall not eat of the contribution of the holy thing. But if a priest's daughter is widowed or divorced and has no child and returns to her father's house, as in her youth, she may eat of her father's food, yet no layperson shall eat of it. And if anyone eats of a holy thing unintentionally, he shall add the fifth of its value to it and give the holy thing to the priest. They shall not profane the holy things of the people of Israel, which they contribute to the Lord, and so cause them to bear iniquity and guilt by eating their holy things. For I am the Lord who sanctifies them. Mark 7, 1 through 8. Now, when the Pharisees gathered to him with some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem, they saw that some of his disciples ate with hands that were defiled, that is, unwashed. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands properly, holding to the tradition of the elders. And when they came from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. And there are many other traditions that they observe, such as the washing of cups and pots and copper vessels and dining couches. And the Pharisees and scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" And he said to them, "Well, did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites? As it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.' You leave the commandment of God and hold to the tradition of men." This is the word of the Lord. Now, just a quick side tidbit here today. And I know I haven't been doing these as often, but it's just when those things just kind of strike during the reading, I want to make sure we address those. And if you look at verses 3 and 4 of this Mark passage, there's parentheses, brackets, however your Bible decides to distinguish this text. This is like it is today in how we read it. Mark included these parentheses, brackets, whatever you want to call them, to emphasize something. He's trying to describe why this is an issue, because Mark's gospel isn't written to Jews. And so to a Jew, they would perfectly understand why the Pharisees were like, why are they defiling themselves with, you know, eating with unwashed hands? Why would they do such a thing? Is not the tradition of the fathers? A Jew would understand that. A Gentile, however, a Greek, a Roman citizen who wasn't Jewish, would not understand this. So Mark will explain things in his text using parentheses like this, bracketing it out, letting us know that Mark is explaining. He's trying to explain what is actually going on here so that we could better understand it. And isn't it a wonderful thing that God does this with Mark's gospel? That Mark is inspired by God to do this, to help provide a further explanation of what is said and why Jesus does what Jesus does. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen and amen. I'll bring you back home, oh my children.